On this episode of the Breeze Podcast,
three.
My mom and her girlfriend are in Red Hot Chili Peppers' most famous song. It's about
That's
them.
Pretty cool.
Two.
Those answering simply those questions, that does not equate to simpatico.
No.
Shout out to Ray Talio.
Yeah.
One.
Sponsorships. We now have a 36. What is it? 36-64 deal percentage.
Zero.
Let's get into the episode.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to episode 86 of the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. I'm one of your hosts, John McCauley, here, and my boy
Victor White. John.
Yo, you're choppy. You're choppy. What do you
say?
You
know how I used to say these numbers before every episode, right? Like, yo, it's 4-5-6-3 Victor White, whatever, whatever. Last week I told you I'm keeping score.
Yeah.
But you didn't know of what I was keeping score.
I did not.
Okay, so I have this note on my phone. And that note is called John Strikes. Because do you remember a couple of episodes back, John, when we discussed the matter of fact of sharing our podcast?
True.
And I told you I don't want to be a mother being on you, like doing your laundry or cleaning your room. So I figured, why don't just I take the feminine position in our relationship and take mental notes without saying you? And when you ask
why are you trying to do it?
I'll just say, no, it's nothing. Nothing. I'm not angry.
Fair. That's so reasonable.
So episode 80, John, you shared growth with Breeze. You did not share the episode. You didn't share Breeze Woman of the Week or Breeze Pick of the Week. Episode,
but to be fair, since episode 80, I have shared the podcast.
So
and we haven't had Breeze Woman of the Week or Growth.
Let me continue. Episode 81,
fair.
You shared Breeze Pick of the Week and Growth with Breeze. So you didn't share the episode or Breeze Woman of the Week, okay? And then for episode 82, we only had Pick of the Week, Growth with Breeze, and the episode. And there you just decided to share Pick of the Week. And then obviously episode 83 was your birthday, so I decided to be lenient on you for that one, you know?
Cool.
Be nice, show some mercy. And then I stopped recording, you know, the sharing. So we ended up me sharing 11 Breeze contents, and you shared 4.
Okay, fair. You kept score. That's so reasonable.
So
that's actually very
so I'm
reasonable.
Thinking when we have sponsorships, we now have a 36, what is it, 36-64 deal percentage. Since I'm obviously putting in more
that is
work.
That's crazy. Especially after last week. That's crazy. Yo, have we rolled the intro
No,
already?
We have not.
Yo, roll the intro.
Breeze.
Yo.
Talk to me, bro.
It's been hectic. It's really hectic to the point where I've been running around Stockholm with an open laptop rendering. And that's why I messaged you that I was going to be late because
Wait, yo, question. Are you using the same like headphones? Because like you seem like far.
Wait. Does this sound better?
Far away.
Does this sound better?
A little bit.
A little bit. Wait.
I'm gonna
angle them so that the audio channel see that it's clear. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, so I lost myself there. I've been preparing this big pitch. I can't go into it, but it's huge. It's actually really big. So that's like, right. And they're over in on the other side of the pond as well. So it's like, you know, I got the call last night, and I had to call my business partner, cool. Wake him up, and tell him, like, you know, full throttle now, bro. Now we just have to go hard. But I mean, yeah, other than that, someone in my close vicinity, my close circle, has their birthday tomorrow. So yes. I've been...
Preparations.
Yeah, doing some preparations there. You know, I've already, like, given the person two top-notch gifts. But I have one last surprise planned for tomorrow. Other than that, I've just been on the cusp of burning out. You know how it is?
I feel out 100%, bro.
So what about your week?
My week has been the fastest week ever since we last spoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the boy, last week we talked about this songwriting competition.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I was grateful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to be in top 25. Yeah. Yo, the boy won.
Five. You won?
We're actually...
Wow, okay. That's insane.
Yeah, we won the competition, bro.
Wow. So what does that mean?
And like... Yo, let me tell you, a lot has happened since last week. I can't get into it. I can't, like... In terms of how fast things move, like, when you work hard.
Yeah.
Like, this is just, like, testimony to that. Like, I want everyone to listen to this, bro. Like, when you work hard and you put the work in.
Yeah.
You get your time. You know what I mean? Like, your time comes.
Yeah.
And when your time comes, if you do work hard, you're ready for it. And if not, it's like, okay, that time comes and it goes, either you don't make the best of it.
Yeah.
Bro, so much has happened, B. Like, so, like, I'll tell you after, but, like, so, like...
So when we discussed,
like,
just to give you,
like, equivalent,
yeah.
Okay? Like, this competition is the equivalent of, like, the Red Bull 3-style competition in DJing world.
Wow, that's sick.
You know what I mean? So it's, like... And I want it. I'm like, ah, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I now got to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want it, got a call. I'm like, bro, things, like, life just changes like
that.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. So
you're writing songs for Bruno Mars and...
A lot of things. Can't talk about it.
What's her name? Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. That's cool, bro. I'm happy for you that you're writing songs for them.
Bro, Scooter Braun, shout out to Scooter Braun Projects, B. Scooter Braun is a big one. Shout out to him.
We left. Yeah, we because you can't talk about it, and I want to hear this offline. So
we'll talk.
We're
going to
cut this podcast a little bit short than usual, but we left off talking about black hair products in your local grocery store. Let me tell you how I got, like, you know, how this came on my radar. So back in February, I was coloring my hair blonde. So I go to the store here in Sweden, the grocery store, and they have like 5,000 different types of coloring your hair products, all for white women, nothing for black women, right? And nothing for dark afro hair. And it just blew my mind. So I ended up having to get like this blonde blondening cream for like brunettes, you know, even though I needed something for darker people. And to like, bro, you see my hair. Does this look platinum blonde to you?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's like barely, you know.
There's no way.
So it's just so insane. It's probably the same with like the lingerie world before like Rihanna entered with her Savage line, and they have excess, extra large models.
And the makeup world, too.
The makeup world as well. So I'm just thinking, it can't be that easy being a black woman living in like a white country or whatever, if you don't have access to, like, you know, your own natural type of hair products, etc.
True. Like, I remember, like, back home in Barbados, like, I would go, my mom, she would go to this shop, like, this beauty store, and it's just, like, aisles and aisles of, like, products just for black women, you know what I mean? Aisles. Like, as far as your eye can see, just for, like, Barbadians, you know what I mean? And black people. Yeah. But it's, like, when I go to the store here, like, Shoppers Drug Mart or wherever... If I go to in London, forget it. You're not finding anything. Yeah. You're not finding nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
If I go to Toronto, you probably have like a little section. Like I'm talking like 3-4 shelves and like 2 feet wide. You know what I mean? Like that's how much you find. Like I remember once I was in London. I went to the mall, like the biggest mall in London. I'm looking for, I don't know, you know those sponges that like make your hair twist?
Yeah.
So back home, I just get it from the drug mart or wherever, the supermarket sometimes even.
Yeah.
Right. So I go to the Shoppers Drug Mart here, and I ask the lady. I'm like, I didn't ask the lady. I was with Shiv, and I go looking for it. I see no like black hair products at all. So I'm like, okay, there's no way this is gonna be here.
Yeah.
So Shiv is like, nah, bro. Like they gotta know like where to find it. I'm like, okay, you answer, but I know you're not going to know what's good. So he asked, he was like, hey, do y'all have like the sponges to make twists in your hair? I like, this lady was so confused, bro. She pointed us to like this, like, you know, the sponges to...
For the kitchen.
To wash the dishes.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, bro, this is wild.
Wow.
Like, this craziness. But...
I'm a bit worried, John. I'm listening to everything you're saying, but my can you hear my computer making noises?
I can't.
Okay.
Can you?
So I.
Yo, what you can do is just roll off, like in the when you're EQing it, just roll it off.
Okay. True.
You can get rid of it.
Good. Good. It's.
Well, Celine, you can roll off.
Yeah. It's.
150 hertz.
Should we tell the listeners about our little secret?
No, there's no secret. No, there's not already.
Okay. Episode 100, listeners, you'll get to know the secret. We've been keeping something from you.
Episode 100, for sure.
John, do you, speaking of...
Bro, can you imagine? Wait, I just need to say this. Because, like, I sat down a couple days ago, and I realized... Cause someone asked you what the podcast is. Like, I haven't stopped. Like, we've been doing this like since 2018, and like it's 2020 now, bro. Like, we went through an entire year. Like, we went through
Much. Did we podcast all of 2019?
We podcast all of 2019 except for 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm on board. Like, I'm actually on board with you now in terms of like we shouldn't stop.
Yes, finally. And if we do take a break, we get a replacement host for the person that's.
Yeah, that's reasonable. That's reasonable. I'm like I like this schedule that we have.
Yeah, no. I know. But I also, to your defense, John, like, I'm coming to your defense here. So, bro, don't bitch with me now, okay? To your defense, you had a lot going on in school.
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing you say.
Oh, sorry. I was saying to your
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me? 1, 2. Sound check 3, 4.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, John, to your defense, you also moved to a new country. You had a lot in school. You were working, traveling back and forth. So I understand your point of view where you felt like that you wanted to take a break, you know. But I'm so grateful for you pushing forward in, I believe it was like September, October or something when your family was about to come over and stuff and you wanted to take a break. But I was like, no, let's just keep going. So, John, I'm thankful for that, you know.
It's reasonable, bro. Like, I think moving forward, the biggest thing would just be like scheduling.
Yeah, you know exactly.
Making sure, like, because the way things are moving is going to be a lot of moving parts. Like, once we communicate and get our schedules, like, right, like.
Yeah.
It'll be doing this for
And the funny thing is,
shout out to Ray Dalio as well.
Shout out to Ray Dalio. The funny thing is, we have our calendars synced, but we never look at them to know what one another's doing. We could literally not speak and just like schedule the calendars and then just show up when it's showtime. But we don't do that.
We should send
a message on Messenger, IG, or WhatsApp. You never know which channel is coming on, but usually one of them.
We can try to update, like, because we have the Breeze calendar. Yeah. Like, we can try to update that, and then we could just like, okay, this works. Yeah. Cool.
All right. Speaking of songwriting, do you know the band Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Of course.
Do you know their most famous song, Californication? Mm-hmm. Do you know that my mom lived in Los Angeles for 8 years?
Really? I did not know that. I know you have an aunt in
Los Angeles. I have an aunt there, but my mom, she lived there from 18, 19 to 26 or something like that.
That's sick. Which part?
Venice. She's always telling me and my girlfriend, they called us Venice rats because we knew every back alley of Venice Beach, Venice, blah, blah.
That's hilarious.
So at one point, I don't know for how long, but she used to work in this bar. And you remember me asking you if you know the band Red Hot Chili Peppers? Before they're famous, they used to be a lot at that bar, playing, partying. So my mom and her girlfriend, also from Sweden, and her friend, her guy friends, were good friends with them, and they used to party a lot together. Now in the song Californication, the second line goes like this: and little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication.
My mom and her girlfriend are in Red Hot Chili Peppers' most famous song. It's about
them.
That's pretty cool. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want...
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
How wicked. Do you think I should sue them for royalties?
Yeah, I wish.
They made a lot of money on that song.
Jeez.
That's tons crazy. Of money.
That is crazy.
So the world is a small place.
Yeah, super small place, bro. That's wild.
I know.
I'm going to go listen back to that song just because
it's insane. It's insane. Listen to it and know it's my mom and my mom's girlfriend they're singing about.
Yo,
on that line.
That's crazy.
Chopped up.
Chopped up.
Tell me, I've been busy in my own business, so I don't know what's going on in the rest of the world.
Yo, bro, same, B. Like... Yo, this is crazy. Let's see.
I do know there's a bit of a gambit going on between Tesla and the state of California and all these governors licking Elon Musk's balls in order to get him to move.
To get him to bring Tesla to Gigafactory.
Yes.
Their state. That is craziness.
Yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts on that?
That's what I love about the U.S. If you're in a position of power and you're CEO of a large company, everybody wants to be your friend and everybody is licking your balls, you know? I also saw and fell asleep to Elon Musk on Joe Rogan Part 2. So he went there six days ago now, I believe, 4 or 5 or 6 days ago. Have you seen the interview?
I didn't watch the entire thing. I watched like the snippets that Joe Rogan puts out. I watched the thing about Neuralink, which I still think is the pretty craziest, coolest thing. Yeah,
definitely.
Out there.
Yeah.
I watched him explain his son's name.
Yeah. X, the AE stands for Ash. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, that's some next level. Yeah. Some next level craziness. Yeah.
But yeah, so what I do have to say about the second interview, I feel like the first one was so groundbreaking, and it feels like Joe Rogan was feeling the pressure more so than Elon to like really deliver. And I felt that Joe Rogan, he's usually kind of laid back and, you know, but
I think he was more intentional in this one.
He was a bit more like a 15-year-old who's about to get laid for the first time. You know?
I feel you.
You know, so, but yeah, it's not as good as the first interview, but it's still, it's always sick to see a long form conversation.
It's always knowledge when Elon talks, bro.
Yeah.
It's always some type of value you get for sure.
Something we could.
You know what I mean? I've started,
I was going to say what you was going to say.
What was I going
to
say?
You started listening to Principles with Ray Dalio.
Oh, buddy, I'm in there so heavy. Like, I love, like, I actually enjoy
it. Who's narrating the voice? No! Yeah, yo, bro. I gotta listen to it.
It's actually him. It's him minus the OKs. You know, he says okay a lot. Shout out to Ray. It's him minus, like, it's actually him. So, like, when he tells a story, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah, so you have Uncle Ray in your headphones. Wow.
Yeah, bro. Like, as soon as when we get off this call, finish our meeting, and then I'm back. Like, as soon as I wake up, I'm in there. Yeah. You know? It's 16 hours long. Yeah. But I'm just trying to tackle it every day and get as much as possible. It's actually the sickest thing. I know why I started watching it? Because I started trying to get... Just trying to educate myself on a daily basis now outside like music, outside of the technology, and just in terms of like values and not to quote the man's principles. Uh-huh. But so I was watching the P. Diddy and Ray Dalio interview.
Yeah.
And
what,
I was just saying,
what did you think when you watched it?
P. Diddy was awkward. It was almost like he was. Like, it's almost like they set it up. This is, like, the first time they met. They always are the second time. And, like, he didn't really know what to do. It's, like, this is, like, his most favorite person in the world. And he's just, like, getting all the knowledge. Yeah. I think it was, in terms of the gems that he dropped, Ray Dalio, it was definitely a must-watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in terms of understanding your personality. Yeah. I did the personality test in terms of, like, how to delegate, how to pick team members, like all these things are relevant to me right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the beautiful thing about it. So I was just like, yo, forget it. I'm gonna just go watch his book. I mean, read his book. Then I was like, maybe I should listen to the book and see what's good. Cause my boy been telling me like he gets through hella books just by listening to them. So I was like, I'm gonna try it. And I got it for free. Like, I got the Audible
Like a code
credit.
Okay.
It. Yeah, so I got it, I copped it, and it's changing, like, it's changing a lot, you know?
John, please do me a favor and buy the book and read it too.
No, I'm buying the book. Yeah, like,
and then...
Yo, you know me, like, I'm someone that needs the heart, like, I need it, you know what I mean? Like, I have all
because
my books.
Because, you know...
I collect vinyls, bro. Yeah,
you know...
I need the book.
Grandpa John.
I need it, bro.
No, but so because I've read the book once. I want to listen to the full audiobook, and I also want to read the book again and then highlight, you know, things that are of value that I could actually use myself. 100%. You know,
100%. Because like right now I'm listening to it. Like I jot down like some things I think I want to go back to, but like. Obviously, it's going to be hard to go back and listen to it exact because it's a book, right? It's like listening to music. I'm not going to know exactly where to go back. So that's where the hard copy comes in. How like you're able
and
to
also
like,
some copies or some what am I saying? I lost the word, but some things are, you know, visualized in the book, which makes for you to get a better understanding of the concepts. He's bringing forth, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy. He's a G. He's a G. Definitely. For sure.
Other than that, I've shopped. I'm just trying to think this past week if anything's landed on my radar. And, like, I'm not too sure, actually. I feel like it's been kind of... Okay, so there's this tweet thread. Our boy Chamath Papliatia, I think that's how you say it. The CEO of Social Capital. He retweeted a Twitter thread. So I'm actually gonna read it up here on Chopped Up. It essentially explains in a Joe way type of style how what happens when the Fed steps in and buys assets for, you know, however, like, you know, at what price, whatever. So part, and he retweeted, this is by @SeaHillBloom. One, a thread on markets. It is the year 1500 and you enter a market in Renaissance era Italy. There are buyers and there are sellers. Prices of the various goods are determined by the interactions by and among these individuals. Now in walks Mr. Fed Enrico, a man of endless means. Do you get it? It's like Fed, like the Federal Reserve, the guys that print money. And Federico. So we're calling him Federico. So just so the listeners tag along. Number two, Mr. Fed Enrico climbs a tower in the center of the market and proclaims, I am a buyer of any and all goods in this market, regardless of their price. He climbs down off the tower and exits the market to return to his mansion. What happens in the markets when he leaves? Okay, number three. Sellers, knowing they have a buyer, increase their prices. Buyers, previously unwilling to pay these prices, realize they can flip and sell the goods at a higher price, so increase their bids. Even you, the silent observer from the future, are tempted to get in on the fun. Obviously, like, even if, let's say there's an asset for $1 million and it's overpriced, but I know the Fed will buy it for $1.5 million, obviously I'd buy it and flip it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, number four. The fun continues for a while. Buyers and sellers flip goods at higher and higher prices, turning profits as they do. Wealth accumulates. The poor and middle class are forced to go to market several cities away. They can't afford to pay 5,000 florin for a bag of corn. Tweet number five. But one day, Mr. Federico returns to the market, climbs the tower and proclaims, "This market is incredible. Bustling and vibrant. I am no longer needed and will move on to new cities in need of my brilliance." What happens next? Tweet number six, the final tweet. Without the buyer at any price, sellers frenetically try to sell. But buyers are silent and prices plummet. Back in your time machine, you see the irony. Mr. Federico never actually had to buy anything, only his intention to do so. History is wild. You say, I prefer 2020. So it's essentially saying that the Fed says, okay, we'll buy assets, and owners of those assets, they're like, okay, let's bump them up, because the Fed, they're the people printing the money, and people that own assets always get wealthier, not always, but most of the time, like probably like 95% of the time, prosper from a downturn. Right, the Fed might not step in and actually buy the price, so market accumulates. The Fed then say, "Oh, the market looks vibrant. I'm gonna step out. I'm not gonna buy any assets," and then you have a crash. I just thought it was worded really nice.
Yo, can you send that to me? That
yeah,
me?
Definitely. I retweeted that, so you can see it on my Twitter, but I'm also going to send it to @JohnMcCollin. He's apparently a very, very successful songwriter nowadays, so I'm just thankful he has time for the mere mortals such as myself. John, Thank you for spending a couple of your precious minutes with me.
Be scared, I know.
I'm very thankful for, you know, we've been through it. We've been through it. You told me, like, your head is going to explode. Now I'm telling you that it's fine if it explodes, John, as long as I can pick up the residue and, you know, maybe take that for a profit or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's so reasonable.
Okay, John, I have a heart-to-heart question to ask you.
So?
Do you... Because I've been fighting with my mother about this. Anyhow, honeymoon phase, when you first meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking generally here, listeners. I'm not talking about anyone specific. But I thought I'd take you as ask you for advice.
Same, we can talk generally on both
yes,
ends.
Yes. So the the honeymoon phase, John. When is there a time in your previous and current relationship where you're like, okay, the honeymoon phase ended and we're now in the, I guess you'd call it building phase, or I don't know what the second phase is.
Yo, I don't know, B. Like, I feel like in some, like, the honeymoon, that's a good question. For some, people are, like, lost in...
Yo, so I'll throw my mom under the bus. She's like, the first year is always the most special and you remember it and blah, 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 like... And I'm like, yeah, but there's so much more than just the first year, you know? Imagine when you get your first kid.
I think there are layers to it.
I agree.
Like, I think, like, look at logic. Yeah. If you look at logic, you see that we're recording now, right?
Exactly.
And you see, like, I see that as the honeymoon phase, and there's, like, a continuous thing. And then, like, what's the next phase? All right, we're building. Yeah. And now that's a new track. Yeah. And then that continues. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like, like, it's almost like you're building a pyramid, and that part of it is super important for the foundation.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, that's what keeps...
Because...
I don't think it's like a thing. I don't think it's like a... I mean...
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it ends, to be quite honest.
No. I mean, there's probably like this... After a time you get comfortable with each other. Hopefully you won't take each other for granted. But, I mean, you got to keep things spicy, you know? But I have this thing where I've... I can just tell me if I'm out of line, John, and I'll get shit for it later.
Yeah, I got you.
But so I told my more than friends person that it's always day one.
All right, wait. Okay, fair.
Because
we can stop. I agree.
But let me just tell you the ideology behind it, the underlying principle. So, because in everything I do, I look, you know, I look at the best of the best. I want to become the best of the best. Like, I don't want anything mediocre. I want the best. Like, I'm an eccentric type of person. It's like, I have an example, but I'm not going to say it. But let's say I were about to get a specific birthday gift and I go to the ends of the world, even though it's sold out, you can't get anything. And I contact the founder of the actual company and, you know, things like that. You know, I make the impossible possible. That's my shtick. That's my thing, right? And that's why I'm looking at successful companies and thinking, why can't you do it the same way in your relationship? Uncle Dalio says that he uses radical transparency and an idea of meritocracy in his, like, personal relationship with his wife, with his family, with his kids, you know? So I thought that, isn't it a beautiful idea, a beautiful base to just say, every day is day one. So you never take the other person for granted. Yeah. And obviously there's 100%. Layers to that too, but if you have that mindset and all these other cornerstones to build a solid foundation, I feel like it'll be a successful partnership.
100%, I agree. I agree.
Okay, so I have another question.
I think that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. Do you think couples, most like in general, if we take 100,000 couples, do you think it's normal mm-hmm. for these couples to talk about the fundamental building blocks of a strong and healthy relationship?
Serious couples?
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk generally in terms, like I can say for me, like I feel like that conversation is important. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like in terms of, because you know, like it's always your building.
Yeah.
Like your significant other is your teammate. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you ought to look at it also as if, like, how would you talk to your business partner? Yeah. When you're talking about long-term stuff, like I feel like that is super important in terms of communicating that and understanding you're on this, making sure you're on the same page. Yeah. Like that, it comes. I honestly can't speak. I don't know what 100,000 couples do. I really don't.
If you think about it this way, John, and this is what I'm trying to say. Obviously, there's layers to it, but I'd guess that the average conversation is, do you want to have kids? Yes, I want to have kids. Okay. Is your career important? Yes, my career is important. But then as you go along, you know, you might have arguments. These things show up in life. You might have different views on stuff. But I'm talking really getting down to the nitty-gritty, you know? And
100%. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's like, if that's the conversation that people are having, then that's the incorrect conversation to have. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's not where you start that conversation.
Yeah, because feel me? Yeah, like, because I feel like you and I, we're woke for our age, and we're educated, and we always look to educate ourselves more, and we listen to Ray Dalio and all these people and watch this amazing educational content, gems, etc., you know? And we try to use that in every aspect of our life, but I don't think most people do that. I don't think Jessica working for Spotify as a playlist curator does that. I think she works for boyfriend, live for the weekend, and then you take life as it comes and you don't design your life, reasonable. You know?
I feel that.
I don't know if this might be an incorrect statement, I'm sorry.
No, I feel like to your point, those answering simply those questions,
mm-hmm.
that does not equate to simpatico.
No.
Shout out to Ray Dalio for that. But like, it doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, and you really have to understand at what level, like how deep are you aligned?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, how deep you're aligned. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
If it's like a top layer thing, like it's not, it's probably not going
to
be.
You're putting words to my feelings, John, because this is something I felt. Like, obviously, I've met women before. Like, you know, it's we all know it's your fault what I've disclosed on the podcast, but outside of the podcast as well. But then I've also met a certain someone in my life where it's like, you know, it's so deep. Like, I've literally, the odds are 4 or 5 in 7 billion, like in the population of the world, you know, that I'd find someone, and also there's people where, like, let's take you, and no, we have chemistry too, but I mean, yeah, it's true, like, listeners, think about the previous 5 people you dated, and how you connected with them on all levels, you know, and then think about that difference, and what makes that difference, you know. And then try to find someone that you connect on with on all those levels, and you keep on finding new grounds.
That's a song idea. I'm going to write that in my book.
Yeah, that's true, John. 50% of the royalty is mine now that you're a big shot. No, that's unfair. 20%. That's a hedge fund's profit.
20%.
Yeah, that's what they take as a fee on the profits they make, bro. It's reasonable.
That's reasonable, but this is the music
perfect.
Business.
Perfect, that's a very good agreement. Thank you.
I, what are you talking about? We'll see.
We invested in the podcast anyways, John.
I'll give you like a 3.5, probably. So reasonable.
So what was the song idea? Deep layers of connections between couples?
No, just like, I just wrote simpatico down. Okay. It's because like, it'll trigger something for me later when I'm writing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's important to have, like, understand, like, how deep you are aligned. Yeah. And understand that as early on in relationship as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll find yourself 3 years down the road and you realize, yo, this ain't aligned, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, we want different. Like, that's what people, like, most people, like, they want different things. That's, like, most of the reason and people, part ways.
Yeah, I have to honestly say that I've been in a position where on paper, everything is perfect, but it's not in reality, you know? So that's also a case and probably a factor in many relationships as well.
Big Fox, bro. There's so many layers to it, man.
Okay.
As we know that.
Yo, let's round this off. Casper the Ghost, you know, the boys that we had on Pick of the Week a couple of years back, they released a new song called Echo. I think it's wicked. So let's just tune out to that. Not, it's a Pick of the Week, but it's not a Pick of the Week because we need to truly honor that segment when we have it. And listeners, we're sorry for the different type of format we have, but that's also something that keeps us vibrant and different from our competitors.
True dot. Yo, I'll listen to that song too.
John, I just laid it up. 7 of 7. I'm talking basketball terms. It's the NBA Finals, final game. I'm shooting, laying it up, and you're coming in for the slam dunk. You're just like dabbing on it instead of dunking the ball. So dunk it, bro.
Yo, what do you mean, bro? Like, that's the worst basketball analogy ever.
Kawhi Leonard has the ball. Kawhi Leonard is running. We have 5 seconds left on the clock. People. He passes it up to John McCollum.
People. Yo, John McCollum comes with the ball. I just want to tell you people, yo, thank you so much that we love you. Peace out. Only coming when you fucked up, never when you sober. Shit so fucked up, wish it was over. Feel so locked up, wish we were closer. I know I should have spent another dime on you. But girl, you got me head over heels.